首先来看看英国《每日邮报》的一篇报道，题为科学家称由于频繁的火山爆发，日本将在百年内毁灭。Daily Mail reports, according to a new study, Japan could be wiped off the face of the earth by a massive volcanic eruption sometime in the next century, killing almost all of its 127 million inhabitants. Experts analyzing the eruption patterns of volcanoes on the island nation says it is not an overstatement to predict that a natural disaster could leave the country extinct.Scientists at Kobe University looked at a massive volcanic crater on Kyushu Island, which has erupted 7 times in the last 120,000 years. They predicted that another eruption on the southern island could bury 7 million underneath lava flows, while westerly winds would carry a huge pall of ash and dust to Honshu.
Rubbish.
It sounds very much like the script of a disaster movie.
It does, doesn't it?
I don't know if you've seen that one. There's a film about Japan sinks.
No, I haven't. Was Godzilla anything to do with it?
No.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, this story is full of the word could. You know,
yes.
Could, but might not and probably won't is perhaps what they could have added. I mean, the thing is that even if it's likely, I think probably, yes, it will erupt again sometime, but they said it's erupted 7 times in the last 120,000 years. So why do they think it's going to erupt in the next, 100 years? I think it's just a bit of scaremongering.
Well, Professors Yoshiyuki Tasumi and Keiko Suzuki, well, they said they calculated the risk of such an eruption occurring in the next 100 years, and that percentage was, 1%.
1%.
Well,
so it's 99 times more likely not to happen. The other thing is, you know, there are some things in this world which cannot be predicted. Earthquakes are one of them. Volcanoes are another one of them, as far as I know. And if they could predict it, then they wouldn't be using the word could and might throughout this article. However, people love this kind of story because, as you say, it's like a sort of script from a disaster movie. They said that the toxic cloud would make the neighbouring island unlivable, while saving the 120 million living in major cities and towns would be hopeless.
I've been waiting for the Yellowstone parking in America to... waiting for the volcano in the park to erupt for some time now. Now I'm adding Japan in the list.
Is there a volcano in Yellowstone Park?
I think so. There's been some reports about something happening in the Yellowstone that could actually wipe out the life on this planet.
Yeah, there's another one which to look out for. And I saw a documentary about this one, and it was scaremongering on a level with this story that we're talking about now, which is that on the northwest coast of Portugal, there's a massive chunk of rock as part of a cliff, and if it falls off into the sea, it'll create a tidal wave that will destroy the east coast of the United States. But it might not happen. Wow. But it's a great story that people love to discuss, including us, of course. The professor said that the information should not be ignored, as the chance of a major earthquake striking Kobe within 30 years was estimated at about 1% just a day before a 7.2 magnitude earthquake destroyed the Japanese port city in 1995.
And they cited a coincidence to support their theory.
Well, yeah.
For shame. For shame. I mean,
you know, what we need to look at is, this story has been around just for a few hours, and how many Japanese people are going to be leaving Japan as a result of this story?
No.
I suspect none of them at all. Because
none for that reason.
It's most likely not to happen. I mean, they said there's a 1% chance that it might happen in the next 100 years. So anyway, it's not an immediate cause for concern, I think.